This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
To Bill Romanowski, who joins us now on the River Islands Guest Line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Four-time Super Bowl champion, linebacker, multiple-time Pro Bowler, joins us now on the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. And Romo, we're going to bring you right into the conversation we were having just before we hit the break, and it was about coaching and the different types of coaches, and that we're kind of like moving away from the old school, if you will, the Bill Belichick types, you know, kind of that drill instructor, my way or the highway. And we got kind of more of a Phil Jackson, more of a Pete Carroll, more of a players type of a coach. In your career, Romo, I'm not going to ask who you liked better or who you liked worse. None of that. But what was more impactful for you? The type of coaching that was more impactful for you as a player? Was it a Bill Walsh? Was it a George Seifert? Was it a John Gruden later on?
Wow, good question. I think as I think about, you know, Bill Walsh, you know, the one thing about him, and he was amazing, is he never got close to the players. There was always a distance. George, you could get a little closer to. I think about my Denver days, winning two Super Bowls there. Mike Shanahan, when we're winning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Unbelievable, coach. Made it, it was easy for us. We had amazing talent, but I'll tell you what, after John Elway retired, things changed. He changed the way he coached. I really never had an old school grind them kind of a coach. And the way these coaches are now, it's almost like these guys have to be your friends. You know, you got to develop a relationship with them. Let them know you care about them so you can get the absolute most out of them. And the dynamic has changed. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, great players make great coaches. So, you know, whatever, you know, right now, you know, Andy Reid's a great football coach. You know, he's got amazing talent. He's got, you know, a great quarterback. It's a, you know, the dynamic has changed. You have to have the players, and great players make great coaches.
Yeah, that's well said. You know, when you got drafted by the 49ers in 88, they had fallen on their face in that playoff game to the Vikings, you know, prior to that. It felt like there was a retinkering of the team, 86, 87, and 88 drafts, and you and Pierce Holt. How much pressure was on the young guys like yourself to come in and contribute? Because it feels like the Niner defense right now, they've got some pillars. Bosa, Warner, everything else is really up in the air, and they need these young guys to come in and contribute right away. I can see some similarities there.
Yeah. You know what? You got to get lucky. I started as a rookie, but all around me were these incredible vets. So was it a lot of pressure? Oh, my God. You know, you make one mistake. George Seifert, our defensive coordinator, you know, would come down on me like crazy. So I had such intense pressure, and I wanted it so badly. And because I didn't want to let down, you know, the vets that were around me. You know, on offense, Joe Montana, this dynamic to think that you're going to have a rookie come in and just shine and take over the league, that's probably not going to happen. You know, you could get lucky in a few places and get some standout play, but at the end of the day, you got to rely on your veterans.
Yeah. Bill, as a former linebacker, what do you look for in the preseason? We get the practice today, and then we get the game over the weekend. The Niners got basically three young players that are looking for playing time right now: D. Winters, Bethune, and Nick Martin, linebackers. For us novices, this fans, what should we be looking for in these preseason games from these guys, and what do you look for when identifying if a guy can play at this level or not?
Well, one thing you don't have to do is look for them on the field. They show up. Players make plays. And, you know, the name of the game is all about making plays. And at the linebacker position, you shouldn't have to look for those guys, you know. Linebackers are meant to fly around, be violent at the point of attack, and make plays. And that's what I look for. I always had this thing when I became a veteran where I wouldn't even learn a rookie's name until he showed me something. Until he showed me he could make plays out on the field. And then I would actually learn his name and call him by his name. Other than that, you know, it was always, hey, Rook, you know, and that's just kind of something I did. But, you know, when it comes down to the Niners, that you're right. They got a lot of pillars in place, but they also got some holes they need to fill.
They really do. That's Bill Romanowski joining us right here on the Morning Roast. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky, courtesy of River Islands, four-time Super Bowl champion with us. And Bill, it's a great point. And right now, I look at the linebacking core. I don't want to pick your brain at the line. That's where you made your bones, your linebacker. So we got one of the best, if not the best in the NFL with Fred Warner. But there's a lot of question marks. Who's going to be playing with him this year? Like, D. Winters, like, you could, in the past, pencil in a Dre Greenlaw. Well, he's in Denver now. How important is this position to get filled with D. Winters if he is the guy? And how much pressure is going to be on him this season?
It will be. But one really big advantage the Niners have is they got an incredible defensive line. And when you have a really good defensive line, you know, that makes it pretty easy for linebackers, you know, to line up and, you know, you're protected and you need to fly around and show you can take care of your responsibility. I had something happen in my third regular season game as a rookie, and I played outside linebacker, and we were playing the Atlanta Falcons, and I got nosy. And a play would it'd be a belly run down the middle, and here I was on the outside, and I would fly inside to try to get in on the play. And there were two times where then the ball bounced outside where I was supposed to be. And George Seifert came down on me and he benched me. And I lost my starting spot. And I realized how important on defense it is for you to take care of your responsibility and don't let those other 10 guys down. And I eventually got my starting spot back. But I learned that valuable lesson. You got to take care of your responsibility first. You got 10 other guys that are counting on you.
You've referenced George Seifert a couple times now. Clearly he had an impact on you. I look at Fred Warner and I hear the things that he's saying at a podium. Sounds like Robert Saleh is that guy for him. Having the right defensive coordinator that you clearly have respect for and work with, what does that mean for those veterans like Bosa and Warner?
Oh, I mean, it means a lot. And, you know, it sounds like he's that kind of guy that, you know, that the guys really look up to. You know, he's a leader. He leads them. He wants to make them better. He wants to put his players in a position to make plays. And, you know, you got to care. This guy truly cares about his guys. And what I like about him, and what I always hear him talk, you know what he talks about? Violence. I like, you know, he's always referencing, and to play defense, you got to have a violent mentality, you know, and you got to get ready to hit people. And that's one thing I like about him. And I know these players respond to that.
So we were at the joint practice last week, and DJ Jones used to be on the Niners, and now he's on the Broncos. And the Broncos' defensive line was dominating the Niners. It's a joint practice, right? You've been through probably many of them, I would assume. I was telling the boys about Rockland back in the day. DJ Jones was taking his helmet off in the middle of the play after stuffing it, and the play's still going on because you can't tackle to the ground, and he's like, they're trying to replace me. They're still trying to replace me. Talking smack. I mean, Romo, you've got to have some great joint practice stories. Just give us a couple of these bad boys. There's got to be a few that you've got where you were just giving it to the other team.
Well, I think I want to say we were over in Germany when I was at the Niners, and were practicing the, I want to say it was the Bears. And the thing that stands out to me is every three plays, there was a fight breaking out. And that it was, you know, intense. You know, there's a part of you that, you know, wants the game to be right now. And, you know, here you are, you're trying to keep your spot. You're, you know, you got young guys trying to, you know, make a name for themselves. And at the end of the day, it's about competing and getting better. And that kind of laser focus is getting better every single day. And you get tired of practicing against your own guys. You really do. And when you get to practice against an opposing team, it's like you can't wait, you know, to really show that other team what you got and that it's going to be hell for them on Saturday or Sunday, whenever the game is.
Talking with Bill Romanowski here on the River Islands guest line, four-time Super Bowl champion ahead of Niners-Raiders joint practice. Obviously a legend for both of those teams. And Romo, you were blessed to be teammates with some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Joe Montana, the Steve Youngs, the John Elways of the world. Hell, Rich Gannon was an MVP for you. You played with a lot of talent.
He was, yeah.
I mean, there is so much pressure on quarterbacks today, obviously. We just came out. They have the tier list. They have everything. I'm not asking where you're putting Brock Purdy on the tier list, but just your expectations for Brock heading into this year, Romo, because he just signed the big contract. He was an MVP candidate 2 years ago. Now, you know, coming off a season that was kind of a disappointment for the whole team, what are you expecting from Brock? No Brandon Ayuk. Obviously, Juwan Jennings is dealing with a calf injury, dealing the hold in, hold out. I don't know what to make of that. The talent might not be there around him. He's getting Christian McCaffrey back, but what is Bill Romanowski's expectations of Brock Purdy heading into this year?
You know, that every single game you go into, you expect to win. And a big part of that is because you have a great quarterback, a guy that can make every throw, a guy that gives you the confidence that if you play your game, 49, you know, talking about the 49ers, our mentality back, you know, with Joe Montana and Steve Young, we knew they were great. So everybody else knew if we played 49er football, we will win. And I think Brock gives you that. He gives you that kind of confidence where if we do our thing, hey, if we block for him and if we catch every ball that's thrown our way, we're going to win this game. And it's a confidence thing. It's, you know, when the way that Brock struts out on the field, knowing that he's going to make great throws, knowing that that offensive line is going to block their asses off for him, knowing when I give the ball to Christian McCaffrey, watch out because he's going to make things happen and we're going to win. That, you know, the quarterback, you know, is the ultimate leader for the football team. And if you have a great quarterback, you've got the ability to win every time you take the field.
Bill, do you still talk to Mike Shanahan?
It's been a little while.
Oh. Is he still?
Yeah.
I mean, do you get the sense that he, because I saw him at practice the other day, and you know, Brock missed a throw to Juszczyk. He threw his hands up. It was like watching my dad, you know, get mad at me, you know, and I'm saying, God, he's still got the fire for football. And I wonder how emotionally, I mean, I'm sure he's very emotionally invested in what's going on with the Niners. And I wonder what he's thinking about this team right now heading into this year, because there's so many unknowns.
Yeah, you know what there is, you know. On some level, everyone thinks they're going to win the Super Bowl going into a new season. You know, everybody's on, every team in the NFL is undefeated right now. And, you know, but I think the Niners have such big expectations, you know, coming off a really rough season last year. And your great players have to be great. You got to get lucky with some rookies. You got to hope you don't have injuries. And you just got to get ready for that grind, because that grind, I miss it every day, you know, and I get to live it, you know, through talking to you guys, watching games, you know, once the regular season starts. But I truly miss that grind where a group of men, you know, take the field every Sunday to try to do something special.
Romo, as an old school guy, I know that you, you know, you understand how fragile the career can be on and off the field. Any hit can be your last hit. But I'm seeing this, just all these guys holding out at every single turn. And I understand it's an element of the business of the game of football. But as a guy who'd be on that team, if you heard the whispers about Juwan Jennings kind of holding in, maybe he's got a calf injury, he wants more money, how does that sit with you?
You know, I always kind of understood there is a business side of the game. It is a game. And, you know, and I felt blessed to, you know, be able to do it, because, you know, I would have played for nothing. Literally. I would have played for free. But I was fortunate that I paid a lot of money to do what I did. And that's a reality. And, hey, if you step up and you make plays and you're consistent and you do your job, you're going to make a bunch of money. And, you know, these guys need to go out and prove that, you know, every week, every day in practice, every day in the film room. They've got to be there. So I don't in any way, you know, worry about that. You know, John Lynch will get that squared away. Kyle will get it squared away. The ownership, they'll take care of their players. And then let's go try to win a Super Bowl.
I got one more for you, Bill, and I got to ask a Raider question. I hate to bring up the term. We brought it up earlier. The Tuck Rule game was 24 years ago, right? 2001. Fast forward now, and Tom Brady is an owner of the Raiders, a minority owner. How does that make you feel, Bill? Like, isn't it kind of weird? That's got to be weird, right?
You know what? I know this. I became a big-time Tom Brady fan at the end of his career, and for some reason, you know, he was the only guy left in the league that I had played against. So I got huge respect for Tom Brady, and the fact that, you know, he's a part owner of the Raiders, I think it can be nothing but great for the organization, you know. A guy that, you know, brings that kind of clout, and, you know, where he helps and what, you know, what he actually does for the Raiders on a regular basis, I have no idea. But just knowing he's part of the organization, I think is a plus.
Romo, you're the best.
That was the best. Hey, Bill Romanowski with us here on the River Islands Guest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.